Ever since my son yesterday informed me that he has and his wife are going to do IVF to have a baby, I haven't slept. I've been praying. I'm praying for a natural conception. The terrible thing I've been praying is that it doesn't even work at all, and that they could adopt. I mean, it's a. I just, you know, I'm ingrained in life, and I know what happens, and I don't know how to pray for this.
Well, I think the best prayer you can pray is, "Thy will be done." You know that, and Jesus, I trust in you. You know, if they go ahead and do this, it's of course not your sin. But you see, one of the problems is people don't understand. The Catholic Church says you shouldn't practice artificial birth control. You got to have 20 kids. Well, all right, but we want to have a kid by IVF. When they say no, no, what the Church is saying is grace is what's given. Sin is what's taken. Today, we read the consequences of Eve taking the fruit of the tree that was not given to her. And that's what we're talking about in the Church, that we live by grace. And they will, you know, pray for them because they are going to suffer quite a bit. I know people who've had children born by in vitro fertilization, and, you know, I think it's very important to say that a child born by in vitro fertilization is not in himself a mistake or cursed, that they are loved and allowed to come into existence and in that sense created by God. But the parents are heaping up a lot of trouble for themselves. I know someone who had three children by in vitro fertilization, and they've had medical problems ever since. So I think the best you can do is say to the Lord, "Lord, if this happens, I will do my best to love this child and to be a good grandma to this child. But Lord, if you can stop this, please do." That's how I would pray. And be at peace, that God's going to handle this. And again, it's not your sin. You would rather that your kids didn't go through this suffering that they're taking on themselves. And I really think they are. So I'll be praying for you. I don't know if that helps at all.
It does. It does help a lot because I feel like I should do something more active, but other than alienating my son.
Yeah, I don't think you can. You know, that's the problem. They grow up. You know, if they ask your advice, tell them the truth. Say, the whole point of the game is to trust God. And by doing this, you're not trusting God. You're taking something that isn't given. And there's a consequence to that. But you're not doing that. This will be grace to you. I mean, as grandma, you're I'm sure they know your opinion on this. This is grace to you, that this child, these children, if this does happen, might not be grace for them, but it can be grace for you. So I would just, "Thy will be done, and Jesus, I trust in you." I think those are the ways to pray. If they ask your advice on this, then I would certainly tell them the truth. Does that help a little?
It helped, and I pray for God's miracle right now that it happens now before the in vitro, and then
amen.
I really will.
Lord, from her mouth to your ears, please. Amen. All right. Well, yeah, these are strange times in which we think we're the masters of creation, and we're not.